Thank you, Dallas.
You are welcome.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Susan, and welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. We're going to start today by reading from the Daily Word, and the word today is generous. I honor the divinity in others through my generosity. There have been times when I relied on the generosity of others. I remember feeling grateful when they shared what they had with open hearts, not thinking of how I might repay their kindness. This is the true gift of generosity, not just the material offering or the services rendered, but the feeling I am worthy of someone's time, treasure, and effort. This love and compassion is at the heart of my generous impulses too. I give not out of pity or even out of obligation or duty, but so others may know their worthiness through me. Each person is a divine being made in the image and likeness of God. I honor each person's divinity by doing what I can to help and support them, as others have helped and supported me. And from Proverbs 22:9, those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. And we will sing Surely the Presence while Dallas and Linda get us going.
Here to
time to greet your neighbor with a handshake or a hug or whatever feels right.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, John.
Good job, good job.
Hi, Fred. Hello, Ken.
Kenna.
Hi, Kenna. I'm Susan.
Promise you next time you come in.
Yes, yes, it's time. It's past time, isn't it?
Jerry.
You can play that for, of course, you hear when I get a little.
Right back there in that little thing.
Would you like to couple?
Yeah, well, okay, John.
Good morning.
Who's your hat?
I'm back.
Who's your hat?
Hi, Kenna. Nice to meet you. Welcome.
Yeah, you're good.
Morning, Jerry.
I'm Jerry.
Mark, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Hey, John.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Hi, Johnny. Who are you?
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Very nice to see you, Ken.
All right.
Look at the camera and wave to Fred.
Hey, Fred.
You're Sherry.
Sandy.
Maybe Joanne.
Joanne.
Yeah, we saw Sandy this morning. Whoops.
So I think we're all hugged up. So it's time for announcements. This afternoon from 3 to 4:30, Circle America meets, and today the discussion is around the movie Killers of the Flower Moon, the story of how the Osage of Oklahoma were systematically killed to acquire their oil rights. It's really a great movie, a little hard to watch at times, but anyway, 3 to 4:30. The link is on the webpage, and you can go there and find out how to get involved. We need some readers on some of the summer weeks, so you can see the schedule on the door right out there and feel free to sign up. Anyone have anything else? Johnny?
Well, today's the last day of the month for the Blue Candle Imagination. You may have already noticed all the blue stuff in the slides.
There's another Sunday. One more.
What? One more?
The 30th.
Nothing but blue, lots of blue, lots of blue.
Yes, thank you.
I hope you like blue.
I love some of those flowers. Others I do battle with in my yard, but blue is a good color, yeah. Any other announcements? And so on the 30th, which is the fifth week, Dierica Wagner will be our speaker. She'll be coming down from Seattle, so. Come join us. Okay. No other announcements. Then let's say our unity statement together. Whoops, sorry. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And our song of joy is Down in My Soul.
Now, this is one of those ones where you can get up.
Please stand up.
Sway back and forth. You can even bump into your neighbor a little bit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going back to the roots here. This is from The 12 Powers of Man by Charles Fillmore. We're going to take a couple of excerpts out of it. This is from Chapter 7, The Work of Imagination in Regeneration. When the facilities of mind are understood in their threefold relation, spirit, soul, body, it will be found that every form and shape originated in the imagination. It is through the imagination that the formless takes form. It is well known that the artist sees in mind every picture they put on canvas. Man and the universe are a series of pictures in the mind of being. God made man in his image and likeness. Man, in his turn, is continually making and sending forth into his mind, his body, and the world about him, living thought forms embodied and imbued with his whole character. These images are formed in the front brain and closed with substance and life drawn from the sub-centers in the body. Very intellectual people, concentrating the intensity of their thought in the head, fail to connect with the substance, life, and love centers in the body. And their work, although it may be very brilliant, lacks what we term soul. The thought creations of this type seldom live long. Where the thought form and its substances are evenly balanced, the projected idea endures indefinitely. Jesus was a man thoroughly conversant with this law, and every idea that he clothed has lived and grown in wisdom and power in the minds of those who make the union with him in faith and spiritual understanding. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away."
Thank you, Tom. As Johnny and Tom suggested, we are looking at one of the 12 powers of unity each month. And we have one more week to celebrate the power of imagination, and then in July, we will move on. So come back and find out more. Now we will say our affirmations together.
Uh-oh, can I have something out of order?
Oh, wait. No, you don't. Okay. I am out of order.
You're out of order.
Not the first time I've ever been out of order. Okay, so it's time for our meditation song, and it is called Enough. Thank you. And now we will say our affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. And today, on this fourth Sunday, we will say our prayer, followed by the Alleluia. Mother, Father, Principle, Spirit Divine, who dwells in all, we are grateful for your infinite blessings as we align with divine will to co-create heaven on earth. You fulfill all our needs. We embrace all of life, knowing you also embrace all of life. We know you are always present. Your love, power, and presence are right here, right now, and always. And so it is. Today, Eileen is not here with us in person. She's with her mother in hospital. And we are having a recording from last year, so it's Eileen Encore. So let's welcome her. And
I've mentioned a couple times recently that there's a young man living in our household right now. Okay. And that young man is experiencing a lot of newness when it comes to religion and God and all these things. And so we've had a lot of questions. All right, so we're gonna talk about the image of God. I've mentioned a couple times recently that there's a young man living in our household right now, okay? And that young man is experiencing a lot of newness when it comes to religion and God and all these things. And so we've had a lot of questions and working on answers, kind of. But there's not a whole lot of answers to be had. And today, we're going to kind of talk about... Right, so we're going to talk about the image of God. I've mentioned a couple times recently that there's a young man living in our household right now. Okay? And that young man is experiencing a lot of newness when it comes to religion and God and all these things. And so we've had a lot of questions and... working on answers, kind of, but there's not a whole lot of answers to be had. And today, we're going to kind of talk about God and how many of us see us. So right now, I want you to think about what you imagine. I'm going to make that small so I can see my screen. When someone says God, the word God. So close your eyes for me for a minute. Close them up. God. Picture God in all the details that you imagine in God. Think about it, create that picture, all nice and detailed. All right, open up your eyeballs. I got lots of words. Now, I'm gonna ask your forgiveness because I didn't print my notes. So I'm gonna roll with my slide here without my notes, which means I'm gonna read from it. So right now, I've got the five principles of Ellen Devenport, and this is where we're gonna get a little bit sticky because take this off of here so that I can do this. Hot diggity. All right, so I'm gonna read through this and then we're gonna go through some images. So the five principles by Ellen Devenport, which if you're not familiar, oh, where did I put it? I put it over here. I bought this lovely little book. It's a fabulous book. If you're not familiar with it, I suggest picking it up, finding one. We might even have some around here. I haven't looked in the library in a while, but we've got lots of books. So this one in particular goes through the five principles of unity. And there is a line in it where she says, the Buddhist sutras envisioned a net stretching in all directions. The Hopis spoke of spider grandmother who spun a great web connecting all things. Oh, that's better. To the ancient Chinese, it was the Tao, or flow of the universe. The hymn of creation from the Hindu Rigveda speaks of the absolute called Brahman and describes it as ultimate, eternal, and beyond human description. This is the ground of being or infinite reality. We hear the names of God, Holy Spirit, the universe, the way, father, mother, creator, divine, that is a typo, one mind, source energy, first cause, and thanks to Star Wars, the Force. It has also been named Allah, Buddha, Christ, Kali, Shiva, Krishna, Kuan Yin, and all our concepts of the divine. We have the spider grandmother, the yin yang, this is the Tao. Now, the Hindus say that it's beyond all concept of vision, but if you look up the Brahman, this is what they tell you that he might look like. It might look like. This is our Christian idea of what God looks like. This is what creates a lot of confusion for little people, so we'll talk a little bit more about that later. And big people, all right, we have the Holy Spirit. Now, these are, when I searched images, these are the things that came up. Universe, the way, father, mother, or mother, father, creator, divine, one mind. This one was creative mind. What was the word for that one? Ooh, we're gonna go like this. We're gonna cheater. What did I put here? First cause. There we go. I'm good. Yeah, okay. First cause. And of course, the Force. All right. This is the image that comes up when you search for Allah. I'm assuming this is how Allah is written in the Quran. This is the Buddha. And those of us that like, you know, reality, this is Jesus Christ. These are two very different depictions of Jesus Christ. One is the traditional vision that we have here in the Western world. And the other is a medical drawing based on information that has been gathered. This is a, considered to be the realistic idea of what Jesus may have looked like. And then we have yet more words and images of God. Okay, so I believe this one is Shakti, Shiva, Krishna, and Kuan Yin. I like this one. All that is. Now, how are there so many images of God? I would Venture to guess that if I asked you to tell me what it is that you imagined at the beginning, that we would all have a slightly different version of the detailed image of God that we create in our own mind. But why is it that there are so many possible images of God? It's because there are many religions, okay? Now, I know that this is not news to most of us in the room, but we're just going to go roll with it here. So these are world religions by percentages, and this is from 2010. So Christians make up roughly 33% of the world population believe in Christ, okay? Roughly 21% are Muslims. They call God Allah. 14% roughly are non-religious. They have no religious affiliation. 13% are Hindu, roughly 6% Buddhist, and roughly 12% are other various religions. When we look at that on a world scale, this is what it looks like. All that blue belongs to Christians. The orange is Hindu. Kind of crazy to think that so many people live in such a small space. We have the Buddhist there throughout China. We have the Muslim covering much of Northern Africa and the Middle East. And then we have other. And other is all kinds of things. We have some really fabulous indigenous beliefs. And then all kinds of things. So we're looking at this as the world. Now, the Hindus alone, the Hindu religion, from what I could find, there are either 33 gods and goddesses, deities, or there are 330 million. Depending on which text you look at and how it is interpreted, that's a lot of deities. Even 33 to us is a lot when we think about one. But remember that the Hindus also, they have Brahman, which is like the ultimate. All of these encompass and come down to a god. So what's the truth? Well, that's for each of us to sort out for ourselves to determine what it is that we view as God and what God means to us. And theology being the study of the divine and its relationship to the world. Now, there are some definitions available out there. I didn't bring that little book as I look around. All right. There's a fabulous little book that I have, and it's How to Speak Unity. And it's almost like a dictionary. It has fairly common terms and how they're defined in unity speak. And for this one in particular, God is stated as God is all there is, and all there is God. God is our creator, divine intelligence, sacred energy, higher power, and is available to all of us all the time. In traditional religions, God and humanity are separated. In unity, God is not a person, but a principle. Not a judge, but an infinite power. As long as we think of God as a person, we will restrict God to personal limitations. We are each an expression of God on this physical plane. God, another type of man, I gotta proofread better. God is impersonal, yet personal to all who are open to the spirit within. We teach that it does not matter what name we give to God. What matters is what we believe about God. In prayer, we speak to God, and in meditation, God speaks through us. God is love, wisdom, power, substance, and most of all, infinite possibility. All things are possible to those who claim God and accept God as their source. As we learn to honor our creator of life, we emerge into a divine magnificence and discover our wholeness. What our world needs now is a spiritual evolution where people realize the absence of God means the absence of life. Now, in the five principles, Miss Ellen, she talks about the child's idea of God versus God for human, or God for adults, okay? So many of us, this is what we think of when we hear the word God, which is why many of us have chosen different names for the divine. We've decided to call it something else, and that's okay. That is totally okay. Our child vision of God is a singular individual separate from ourselves, because that is what is easiest for our little human brains to comprehend. Many of us are taught that God, this word, is this image, this guy that's hanging out somewhere, watching everything we do, deciding whether it's good or it's bad, and whether we've done enough good to go to heaven or enough bad to deserve hell. The reality is that God is not hanging out trying to figure out where you belong, because you belong with God, because you are part of God, and Amen. God is part of you. So God for grown-ups. Now, Miss Ellen, she had a few ideas on God for grown-ups. Meets us where we are. Welcomes all of our questions and our growing and our changing and our doubting. She equates it to parents with children. You don't give up on your children just because they ask a lot of questions. You still love them, you support them, and you meet them where they are. And she says that God has to be more than Santa Claus. That God is the creative force behind sweeping galaxies and infinitesimal life forms of bewildering fractal patterns and perfect seasonal cycles, mind-blowing beauty and pure potential, the oak tree in the acorn, the child in a microscopic twist of DNA. God for grown-ups is far outside the human pattern of thinking. Any limits to God are our own. So the mere idea of trying to create an image of God is beyond what we are capable of doing. In the Bible, we have Acts 17, verse 28 says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." And I'm going to tell you right now, I think we say that every Sunday, and I didn't realize that it was actually a line in the Bible, if I'm completely honest. So I was pretty stoked to find it there. And Charles Fillmore tells us, I like, you know, he can kind of hard to grasp sometimes, because, you know, the language is a little, some kiddos might call old-timey. He says, "Let us remember that by describing God with words in our human way, we are but stating in the lisping syllables of the child that which in its maturity the mind still only faintly grasps." So even as adults, we can faintly grasp God. So we're just talking like babies out there, trying to create an image. God is everything, everywhere. The perfect intelligence of God is not only in our brains, it's within every cell of our bodies. God's intelligence directs all of the marvelous tasks of each cell so the entire body can function. We don't have to think to breathe, because God lives within us and knows that we need to. Our heart doesn't need us to tell it to beat, because God lives within our body and knows that we need it to. This to me was the closest I could come to what I envision. This is the universe and all that there is and all that we can conceive of and all that the human eye through technology has managed to see. It still puts a limit on God. But I know that that bright light within me is also part of all of that, that I can see and cannot see, all that I can perceive and cannot perceive. I know I didn't clear anything up. I know I gave you a lot of pretty pictures to look at and things to think about and names. And the whole idea is that, ladies and gentlemen, it is up to us to create that connection and know that that connection exists, maintain that connection, and continue to learn and open our minds to the idea of what can be and what is. All right? Now, there's actually a meditation also in this lovely little book, and that's what I'm going to do for us today. So please join me, ladies and gentlemen. Settle on in. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. enter into the stillness to align myself with the one mind, the one presence that permeates all of creation. I feel myself as a part of this creation, connected to all of nature. I am the light and darkness. I am the oceans and the land. I am the rocks and trees, the fish and birds, the beasts of the earth. And I am one with every human being on the planet. In this oneness, I sense the order of all things. I feel the divine love that moves in me and in every molecule of the cosmos. I know the divine intelligence that is the foundation of all that is or ever will be. I am one with all. Take a moment and consider yourself as part of that one. Include yourself in that image of what God is for you. And my friends, as you come back to me, one last breath. I have one last image for you. The Bible contains one definition for God. It is found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
It's the first or the second time you heard that. It was pretty wonderful. So you can thank Eileen when you see her next. It's time for our healing prayer. And if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, you can speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, those you have lit candles for, and those you can mention now.
Not Eileen. Fred, Dawn here.
All those in Gaza.
Yes, we want to remember Eileen and her mother and all of her family as she works through this issue with her heart. For Fred and his healing from his stroke, John is having some issues with his eye, and we continue to pray for Dixie and Hallie. Hope that Hallie is back with us soon. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And it's going to be our opportunity to give, and I would like to start by giving some gratitude. First to Dallas and Linda. You know, they don't just roll out of bed and come across the street to be with us every month. They come quite a distance, and it's really our joy to have you here, so thank you very much. To Tom for trimming up the three hedges outside, the bushes, shrubs, I guess you call them. And Terry, I'd like to thank you for putting up those signs down there just before the viaduct. I just always am happy to see those on a Sunday morning. Anyone else have any gratitudes? For Susan, yeah, she's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one who holds the ladder so that we can do the trimming.
Well, since we're going there, I also lifted a lot of that stuff and I felt it the next day, so yeah. Okay, so this is our opportunity to give, and we are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity, and we thank everyone for giving of their time, talent, and treasure, and we welcome each of you to be part of those gifts as members of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offerings in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. All right, let's say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And together we'll say our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And now we will stand and form a circle and prepare for the peace song. And while you are doing that, I want to thank Eileen's video, yes, and Alice and Linda, Johnny for the great slides and all the blue flowers, yeah. Tom for all the technical stuff, and yeah, all of you for being here. And next week, Dierica will be our speaker. Our musicians will be Mike and Karen, and join us downstairs for some food afterwards and some fellowship.